Indians and Red Sox in a makeup game. The Indians bullpen a little banged up right now, and Terry Francona wants to know, hey kid, how's your curveball? Indians looking to build on a 1-0 lead, top two. Bases loaded, one away for Francisco Lindor.
Well, he was flailing.
There
it is.
It's a curveball inside the bag at third. That'll score. Santana on his way, right behind him is Abraham Almonte. Uh-oh, that's deep to right. Back goes Jay Bruce. And it's gone. Rafael Devers with his second home run of the game.
Pitch to him. Swung on and forget it. Way back to left. Through the light towers. And out on the Lansdowne Street.
Now Embry fires and Edwin hammers another one. Deep and goal. Edwin Encarnacion with a two-homer night.
We'll see how long Terry Francona goes with Bauer.
And the 1-2 pitch is strike three call.
Indians earn the 7-3 win. The Red Sox become the last team in the majors this season to lose a game when hitting at least three home runs as they fall to 10-1. Edwin Encarnacion's 20 multi-homer games since 2013 is tied with Giancarlo Stanton for the most in the majors during that span. Two-run home runs in back-to-back innings by Edwin Encarnacion and an 11-strikeout effort from Trevor Bauer led to the Indians in a makeup game at Fenway Park as they took down the Red Sox 7-3. Here is Cleveland skipper Terry Francona.
I mean, gave up the three home runs, but two were to Devers, who, I mean, the second one, the ball was going to bounce. Roberto went down to block it. You know, you got a really good young hitter that's kind of in that zone right now. And Benintendi, I mean, it's one of the prettiest swings, you know, you'll ever see. So other than that, he had a bunch of strikeouts and he pounded the zone pretty good. So, you know, they kind of chipped away the first time, but when Edwin hit that next one, man, it just, you know, he kind of buckled down and really, really competed.
How happy were your guys with how you faced Miss Pfister this time after his last?
Yeah, we did a better job. You know, first inning, he kind of looked like it, you know, might be the same thing, but we started using the whole field. Guys were hitting, left-hand hitters were hitting the ball to down the line left field and started getting some base runners. And then Edwin took two swings that, you know, kind of changed the game.
Do you think Olson, what he was able to do late in the game?
I think he's been good since the first day he's been here. I mean, as he's, you know, he's certainly earning trust. And with Andrew out, he's getting some really big outs for us. And you can let him pitch the right-handers because he has so much sink on the ball.
With Edwin, I mean, as streaky as he is, it looks like this is a good one.
I hope. I mean, that, you know, we always kind of say that when he's going, we have a different gear. And tonight's a good example. And you know, last time we went into Minnesota is when he really got hot. So that would really help us.
Can you see something different with his swing when he's in one of these?
Yeah, the
things?
Ball goes farther. No, I mean, there's times, but I mean, sometimes it's just getting a pitch you can handle, you know, and he got a couple, and I think he was upset with himself that bat before, and he went after it pretty good.
The challenge turned out to keep the inning going?
Yeah, it was a good one by Barney. Barney was right on that, and it ended up really helping us. I think sometimes when you hustle down the line, you get rewarded for it. I mean, Zim slid into first and almost beat that. There'll be a time when he does.
What do you think of Kipnis's at bats?
I thought he had at bats all night. I mean, hit a ball down the third base line that was a good swing, hit the ball to left field that was a good swing, and then he hits the double to right center. I thought that was a lot better.
Last year, you guys obviously had an offense that had, you know, that was really versatile in terms of the kinds of attacks it had. How different has it been having a guy like Edwin in the middle of the order this year?
Well, we had Napoli there last year was, I mean, hit, I don't know, and 100. So it's pretty similar. I mean, it's actually real similar.
The Indians continue their road trip on Tuesday as they head to Minnesota to take on the Twins.